Okay, we're picking up the Mishnah on Chav Vav and Aleph. We are 6 lines from the top of the Amud with the new Mishnah. And the Mishnah discusses B'shlosha prakim b'shana kohen nosir niskapeyem arba pamim b'yom. 3 different occasions, and during the year, the Kohanim would literally nosir niskapeyem, literally raise their hands. This refers to Birkas Kohanim, because when they're doing Birkas Kohanim, they raise their hands in the bracha. That's Yivarech Hashem Mishmerecha, Yarech Hashem B'navalecha V'chenecha, Yisa Hashem B'navalecha V'yisem L'cha Shalom, the psukim that the Kohanim give. They would do it 4 times during the day. B'shachris, B'musaf, B'mincha, V'nila She'arim. They would do it at Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ila. Ne'ila is an additional tefillah that was said in Yom Kippur, and other fast days as well, not days of like Tisha B'Av, but that are commemorating tragic occasions, but days of Es Tzara, where there was what was called in the Ilah Sha'arim, and that was a tefillah that was added to fast days that were added in their times, and that would be the din. And that was the shaila of why is it called Ne'ilah She'arim is actually Machlokas Nirshami Rashi quotes over here. According to Rabbi Yochanan, is referring to actual the Ne'ilah She'arim, the closing of the gates in the Beis HaMikdash after lighting the menorah, which took place before the Shkia. Whereas Rav understands that the term figurative refers to the closing of the gates at nighttime when the tefillahs have ended, at the Ne'ilah She'arim is closing the gates. That's people are more familiar, I think, with the Ne'ilah She'arim of Rav. That's colloquially, I think, understood like that in Yom Kippur. But the Machlokas, how to understand it, is actually Nafka Mina, is when is Ne'ilah actually said? Is it done specifically before the Shkia, or is it done after the sunset before Tzeisah Kuchavim? So the Yerushalmi ends off that even the Rav would begin the tefillah, he would extend it until Tzeisah Kuchavim, but he would start it before the Shkia. Therefore, it'd be done at that point. That is different halachas. It's a big machlokas how to paskin Pesiosif Barichos. But that is a very interesting topic with regards to Ne'ila. So that is the concept of Ne'ila. And the Gemara is going to ask about this. Wait a second, not every single time are we having a musaf, but that's, we'll get into that. B'taneos ma'amados v'yom ha-kippurim. This is the ma'amados and on a fast day, and ma'amados, we just discussed what the fast days could be for, a calamity, something bad happened to Klal Yisrael, is tzara. And Mamados is the explanation the Mishnah is going to give in a moment. And this is Yom Kippur as well. Yom Kippur, you do Birkas Kohanim 4 times. And Gemara says, Eloi and Mamados. These are the Mamados. Gemara is going to discuss why you saw the Eloi and Mamados. And then that implies definition. And then you're going to say, and the Gemara talks about a different point. So what is this? Because it says in the Korban Tamid that you should command Bnei Israel, so say my offering, literally my food, we just read this on Rosh Chodesh, which implies that the Talmud is a korban, that is a communal offering, which all of Klal Yisrael has a chelek in. So the Gemara asks, V'chi haya korbana shel adam karev v'nei omed al-gabba, but there's also a din, based on the Sifri, that Rashi quotes over here, that the Sifri tells us, Tishmiru l'hakriv li b'mado, you have to guard it, which means that it needs a shmir, you have to watch over your korban. So since the korban talmud is on all of Klal Yisrael, so theoretically all of Klal Yisrael, every single Jew physically needs to be present watching over the korban, which obviously is not physically possible. So that's the Mishnah's question over here. How could it be? How could it be they're not present? So therefore, the early Nevi'im, this is actually refers to Shmuel and David. And we're going to discuss this more in tomorrow's daf. So they had 24 Mishmaros. And these 24 Mishmaros would have the Kohanim and Nevi'im who would be involved with it. But there was also also going to be al kol mishmar mishmar, and every mishmar ya maimed bishleim shalkanim shalvim vishal Yisraelim. There was actually Yisraelim that would be involved, and they would be the shlichim. They would be you would appoint them as the agents for all of Klal Yisrael at that time, and they would be the ones who were doing the shmirah ki'ilu. So that they would stand at the time of the korban and daven that it should be biskava baratzon, and that is what Rashi's opinion is, according to other Rishonim, the Ritva and others, that the Yerushalmi that the Yisraelim are the only ones who are part of the mamados. It only said Yisraelim Kohanim and Levim were there bringing the korban. They weren't part of the mamados. Okay, the machlokes whether they had Kohanim and Levim as part of the mamados or not. But either way, for sure Yisrael were there and they were watching over it, and they would daven that it should be miskal b'ratzon on every mishmar. And then the Mishnah Knesset, Giazman and Mishmar Lalo, so it was the time for the Mishmar to go to Yerushalayim. Kohanim Levim, Olam Yerushalayim, the Kohanim Levim would go to Yerushalayim from wherever they lived, and the Kohanim would serve in the Beis HaMikdash, right, to do the Karbanos. Levim would be part of the Shir, about singing, and also watching over the gates of the Sha'arim. The Yisrael, Shavos HaMishmar, Miskanes La'arayim, and the Yisraelim at that Mishnah, they would assemble in whatever towns they were. So again, the Yisraelim were part of the Ma'amid, and they were when their turn came, they would be davening for them in the local shuls at that point. So that would be there were some who were in Yerushalayim watching over the korbanos, and the other ma'amid was what the ma'amados were really done from there. That's what it sounds for Rashi, that each ma'amid of Yisraelim were some were permanently Yerushalayim, and others, part of the Maimed, were in their hometowns. So that's that is the din that Rashi seems to understand. Others understand the Maimed, that within the Maimed, there were those who were present in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why they live in Yerushalayim, and they were there, the more chashiv ones, and they were the ones who were more in Yerushalayim, and the other ones would be davening from wherever they lived. Either way, there was two groups of people of the Maimed, some in Yerushalayim and some watching over the Korban. And they would go to their towns. They call them Ma'aseh Bereishis, and they would read Ma'aseh Bereishis. And Gemara is going to explain tomorrow's daf also why Dafka, talking about the story of creation, why would they do that? But that was what they did. Now the Mishnah continues. We'll just read the parentheses over here. The people in the Ma'amid would fast. So then they would fast. They would fast 4 days a week. From Monday through Thursday, they would fast every single day. And at nighttime, they would break their fast. They wouldn't fast on a Friday due to a Kavod Shabbos. They don't want to go into, it's improper to go to Shabbos in a fast. It's, we actually, sorry, but today was coming up. I think it's the only fast that ever can fall out on a Friday, if I'm not mistaken. V'lo be'echad b'Shabbos k'dei shelo, and there's a famous sheet of the Bahag. Based on our calendar, it can't. But if it had to come out on Shabbos, the Bahag learns out also that you'd be fasting on Shabbos. There's a special limo that he has, that's not a Muskam. But either way, that's, an all theoretical because it can never come out on the way our calendar is on Shabbos. Anyway, but it does come out, if I'm not mistaken, I think it's a sorry, but Tavis, that can come out on Fridays. But normally we don't fast on Friday due to, Kavod Shabbos. It's also unhealthy to go straight from Shabbos. You're eating all these big meals, three big meals, and then you're going to go all automatically the next day and start fasting. That's very they would unhealthy. So therefore, they did not require you to fast on Sunday either. And obviously, Kol Shekin Shabbos itself, they would not be fasting. What would they lay? The Rebbeinu Rashi points out that they would coin Levi Yisrael. Each one had to have a minimum of three psukim. So they would have to start from the Bereishis to Yerakia. B'sheni Yerakia ve'kavu amayim. This is then they would let the Yerakir Hashem is four psukim, five psukim rather, but Shishi Kavamayim Vima Oros, they would read those psukim from Parsuk Yadal to Pasuk Yates. Then they would continue again from the Psukim Chaf through Chaf Gimel. On the Thursday, they would read Chaf Dalet through Lamed Aleph. On Friday, you read about the end of the creation, which is Parak Beis, Aleph through Gimel. Parsha Gedola, Koronosa, Bishnaim, Vaktana, Biyachad. The longer paragraph was read by two people, and the shorter one was by one person. Of the two paragraphs that we read today, the longer one was divided and read by two people. The shorter one was read by one person. For example, on Yom Rishon, the paragraph was Bereishis Bara Elokim, is five psukim long, was divided amongst two people. In the paragraph of Yerakia, which has three psukim, was read only by one person, because that's the minimum you have to have. The Gemara is going to have more of this later, but that's bad. What's going on over here. So then the Gemara continues, Parshik Dola Kornos of Mishnah, Shachas and Musaf. Now the next part of the Mishnah. So this was done at Shachas and Musaf. Mincha Nechnesim and Korn Alpiyem. And at Mincha, this members of the Maimud, and they would go to Shul, and they spoken by heart, Kikor Shema, just like you're allowed to say Shema by heart as well. You're also allowed to say by heart, as Shema as well. These Mamados as well. So we see, and based on also the Mishnah in Yuma about the Kohen Gadol, that there are certain dispensations when it's mutter to say Psukim Baal Peh. We know we have a drasha, Dvarim, Shebechsav, Yata, Rasha, Lomar, Baal Peh. How do those halachas apply? When does those apply? We see over here clearly an exception. This might be because it was Shagor Rafi Kol. That's how some Rishonim want to explain this heter. That if everyone knows the Psukim like Shema, and I guess the Mamados maybe is more also Bereishis, people knew, considered to have known them, so then they would be allowed to say it. But either way, there's definitely a heter here to say certain circumstances, one would be allowed to say certain things, Baal Peh. Erev Shabbos b'mincha lo yonichnasim bnei kavod Shabbos. On Friday, they wouldn't go to Shul, because they'd have to getting ready for Shabbos. So Friday afternoon, they wanted to go to shul. People have to, go to mikvah, you have to get ready. You have to get ready for Shabbos, so they wouldn't be doing it on Erev Shabbos. Now the Mishnah continues. Kol yom sheyesh b'hala in my mind b'shachas. So any day where there's hala, it's a Hanukkah. So then, it doesn't have any musaf. So then they would not have a maimed at shachris. The maimed so they wouldn't be saying it at shachris because they were saying halal, they're busy saying halal. That's a shayla over here. According to Ritva, the fact that you say halal, everybody who is part of the maimed is not going to say the maimed, even those outside of Yerushalayim. Some understand maybe only those Yerushalayim. Okay, it's a machlokas who is exactly put there, but that's what the Mishnah is telling us. Korban Musaf in Bini'ila. And any day when there's a Korban Musaf, so let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, then there would be no maimed at Ni'ila, because the regular Talmud, the Musaf, they're busy preparing the wood and getting ready for it, so therefore, they had no time for the maimed during Mincha Ni'ila. So that's why they weren't able to do it. So that would be the din if there's korban. So if korban etzim ein b'mincha, so if the day where they brought the korban etzim, the Mishnah is going to mention that there was nine times a year that different families would be honored with the zchus to bring the firewood for the mizbeach. So that was since they were busy with that mitzvah, they were not able to do the ma'amid. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Benazir, Benazir said kafli Rabbi Yeshua Shana. That's Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua taught it differently. Korban musaf ein b'mincha. That when the korban musaf is brought, there is no ma'amid at mincha. Korban etzim ein b'ne'ila. On any day which the wood offering is brought, there is no ma'amid service at Ne'ila. So that would be how he said it. And therefore, Chaz Rabbi Kiva, the also Shona Kiva Nazai, and Rabbi Kiva then later retracted and adopted the position of Ben Azai. Now the Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues rather, is Man Atzik Kohanim V'am Tisha. So there was time, we just mentioned, that there was time when there were certain families that were honored to bring the Korban Eitzim. How did this happen? Because when the Jews came back from Bavel, we actually discussed this earlier, when the Jews came back from Bavel in order to bring about the korbanos, there are people who came forward and volunteered to contribute to the wood, and they didn't have enough money, and they volunteered with time when it was hard. So as a recognition for that, the people were Masakin, the Nevi'im actually, Masakin, we'll get to this later, not tomorrow's off, 2 days off, Chavches, that we're gonna see, that they would allow them to have this chus. Once everyone had the money, then everyone was allowed to bring. Everyone would obviously be allowed to, but they would give this, the honor to the families that originally brought it first, and their descendants. Be'echad ben Isan ben Bnei Arach ben Yehuda, Bnei Arach, the son of Yehuda, they were from Yehuda, they donated the wood. Be'esher Metamas Bnei David ben Yehuda, the family of David, Rashi points out they were descendants of David HaMelech, they would bring it. Be'chamisha Ba'av Bnei Parush ben Yehuda, the fifth of Av, it was Parush ben Yehuda, Be'shiva Bo Bnei Yonada ben Rechav, Be'esher, Be'asara Bo Sina ben Binyamin, the tenth of this again, they would be able to continue with Sina ben Binyamin. Be'chamisha Asar Bo Ben Zuta ben Yehuda, the 15th of the month was Zuta from Shevet Yehuda, Vimayim Kohen Levim, and with them there was some Kohen Levim who participated in Chumash Tavah Shifto, and somebody who knew that he had a Mesora, that he was descended from one of the families that brought it, but didn't know which one, so they would allow him to bring it on the Chamish Asar B'Av. That's one of the reasons Chamish Asar B'Av is a Yemtiv, because they finished doing this the Mizbech, and they finished doing this, they finished collecting the wood, so this was the end. We see that the end of a mitzvah is actually one of the sources for a Siyam. At the end of a completion of a mitzvah, completion of a mesechta, is a big semcha, so therefore, we celebrate it as well. V'nei govayah, we're going to get into Shechamish HaRazav in this Mishnah. V'nei govayah v'nei vava kotze ketzios. Literally, the people who are smugglers and the fig cutters, these were their names. It was one family, the Gemara is going to explain why they were given these names. Be'esrimbo v'nei pachas moav ben Yehuda. On the 20th of the month, was the family of Pachas Moab, the son from the tribe of Yehuda. Be'eshrim be'elol, b'nei Adin ben Yehuda. 20th of the Eliyah was the family of Adin ben Yehuda. Be'echad be'shvat, shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia. Family of be'echad be'teves, sorry, not Shvat. Be'echad be'teves, Shvat. Be'echad be'teves, shavu b'nei Parosh Shnia. The family donated the wood a second time upon coming back from Bavel. No other family came forward. So they already donated it again the second time. On the first day, there was no ma'abed at all. Because that day, they would say some halal, they would say musaf, korban, and a korban etzim. So therefore, between all that, it was also time Chanukah, so that was our saying halal. Normally, the concept of Rosh Chodesh saying halal was only a minute, that was much later. That was not overriding the mamados. So this din is really a din of Rosh Chodesh Teves. That's the only trivia question. I think it's the only time that we'll say on a Rosh Chodesh, we'll say Halal Shalim. It's Rosh Chodesh of where Chanukah falls out, in Rosh Chodesh Teves, so we just had that this year, that we say full Halal. So here we're too busy, there was no Mamad on that day. Chamisha, now we're mentioning the idea of things that happen, so now we're going to continue discussing the fast. Chamisha Dvarim Ayurav of Seruna B'Shiva Asar B'Tam, it's pretty famous Mishnah. These are the five tragic things that happened to our ancestors on Shivasar B'Tammuz, Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av, and also five things which happened on Tisha B'Av. Shivasar B'Tammuz and 17th of Tammuz, turning on to next. Now, Nishtabru Luchos, the Luchos were broken, Moshe came back, and they saw that they were doing the Egel Azayah, so he smashed the Luchos. That comes out to Shivasar B'Tammuz. Uvada was the 40 days, 40 nights, Mufav Sivan, right? Vuta la Tamid, and the Tamid also stopped. There's a machlokas exactly when this was. The Shalmei cites two different opinions. We have Rabbi Shimon says it happened during the time of the Greeks in the second Beit Hamikdash era. Others, Rabbi Levi, understood that it was referring to the time during the siege of the Romans. The Rambam writes that it is during the siege of the Babylonians at the time of the first Beit Hamikdash. And there seems to be a raya from the Rambam, not from here, but from the Gemara in Erechin. That's how the Rambam understands it. Okay, so either way, at some point, this happened on Shivasar B'Tammuz. Hukva Ir, the city was breached. The Roman army on Shivasar B'Tammuz had broken through the walls and then started the ultimate fight over the Beis Hamikdash to destroy it. V'saraf apistomos es ha-Torah. Apistomos destroyed the Torah. And he burnt the Torah. So what was so bad about that? So some explained that it was was the Sefer Torah written by Ezra. That was the most authoritative Sefer. Everyone knew the Chaseres and Yeseres based on the Sefer Torah that Ezra had written. So that was what had happened over here. And that's why it was such a tragic thing that our Masorah was ruined. Others say it was just an act of defiance of Hashem, and it was terrible. And he also went on a whole rage trying to destroy not just this one Sefer Torah, but everywhere, like the Nazis had done, where they just burnt everything during Kristallnacht, and eventually after also got rid of all the Torahs. So now the Gemara continues, but Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, you also had five different tragedies. Nigzar al Vasena Shaloi Kansil Aretz. That was when, that's the Meraglim came back on Tisha B'Av, that you, the famous Midrash, Rashi quotes a Chumash, you guys were crying for nothing, I'm going to give you a real reason to cry. And that was happened on Tisha B'Av. V'char v'habayis b'rishon v'shniyam, the first and second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. V'nilkad ha-Besar, Besar was a huge city. This was a tremendous loss to Klal Yisrael. I think almost a million Jews were killed during the Beitar Siege. I think that's what Tosefta says. It was really, really terrible. They were all massacred. And this was a great destruction. This was also the major destruction after this was Bar Kokhba revolt. And this was something which ended up stopping any form of Klal Yisrael living in Eretz Yisrael after that. There was very, very few people lived after this point. So that was Beitar. V'nechosha Ir, the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over and destroyed. That was the Roman general Tarfonus. He plowed over the second Beis HaMikdash and everything around it. V'shenechnas Av Matan B'simcha. And then we continue, and during the night at the time, we're supposed to limit our Simcha during the, after Rosh Chodesh Av Matan B'simcha. That's interesting. There's no Mishnah that says it. The Gemara is going to mention later, Kishem Shenechnas Av Matan B'simcha Kach V'shenechnas Adar Marben B'simcha. It's interesting, it's not a Mishnah. The Mishnah only mentions this halacha, about Mishnechna Sabimatim Besimcha. Shabbos Lechal Tishabav Lios Besucha, Asum Nasab Lechabes. So now this is, the dinner of the Mishnah is very interesting. The dinner of the Mishnah is only like the Sardim do Shavuot Shechabo. The week where Tishabav falls in, that's where we start prohibiting things. That's where it's usher to cut your hair, launder clothing. We know famously that the minhag of the Ashkenazim is already to be machmer from all this from Rosh Chodesh. That's an additional level. That's why if there's certain Shasat Chak, where major, major pressing circumstances, we can be a little bit more makil, because Medina, the Gemara, and the Mishnah, the halacha is like the Sfardim do, is only really from the Shavua Shechalbo. So you can be Mekel on certain halachas if you really needed to, but that's the din of the artwork extra machim. All Ashkenazim accepted upon themselves to be machim for all these things from Rosh Chodesh. So you're not allowed to get a haircut or launder or clothing. Chamisha Mutar Menei Kavod HaShabbos, however, in Tisha B'Av falls on a Friday, which cannot happen the way our calendar points can happen now, because that was when it was done al Piriyah still. The fixed calendar, it can never go, in fact, that Tisha B'Av will fall out on a Friday. So that's the halacha, that it would be permitted to launder clothes even at Erev Tisha B'Av in honor of Kavod Shabbos, to prepare yourself for Shabbos. That is not applicable again, because we don't have the same calendar. Erev Tisha B'Av, if on Erev Tisha B'Av, the halacha is Le'ochol Adam Shnei Tavshilim, this is the halacha of the Sudam HaSekis. Now that he took cooked foods, the meal is supposed to be a single cooked dish, but not two cooked dishes. So that's a lacha, and you should not have two cooked dishes. Lo yochal basar v'lo yishti yayin, also you should not drink meat or wine. This also, again, is a halacha that applies only to Erev Tisha B'Av. We are machmir already from meat and wine from Rosh Chodesh Av. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, I think the Teimanim, if I'm not mistaken, I think someone told me that they hold like the Rambam doesn't, even Shavuot Shechalba, I think the Rambam is mekel on meat and wine. That really only Erev Tisha B'Av, that's din of the Gemara, that's really the Isser. And I believe that the Teimanim ad Yom, if I'm not mistaken, also only until Erev Tisha B'Av will be eating meat and wine. The Sfardim do up until Shavuot Shechalba, which I think this past year, right, it was on the Shabbos, they didn't have it, there's Machlokas, but they hold, I don't think they even have Shavuot Shechalba this past year. But normally, they do have Shavuot Shechalba, it's only really a few more days that the Ashkenazim are being more machmir. But that's the Shavuot Shechalba. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Yishana, that you should make a difference on Erev Tisha B'Av. The Gemara is going to get into what does he mean. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev Bechvias Amit. Rabbi Yehuda says you should overturn the Bezal. The Chavim and the Chavim disagree with him. Now the Mishnah continues good things. Amar Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Layoyamim Tovim LeYisrael Chamish Azarva Yom Kippurim. There was no times like that were as festive in Klal Yisrael like the 15th of Av and Yom Kippur. Shebehen Dinos Yishlaim Yotzis Bechli Lavan Shulim. People would go out dressed in white garments that were borrowed. Shelo Levayis Mishlein. But everyone would borrow for someone else. That was like the minhag, because the wealthier people would obviously be having, but the poorer people didn't even have their own clothing to wear, a nice dress. They wouldn't be embarrassed asking someone else, because that was a minhag they made, that everybody should ask someone else. Kola came to an tevila, and all the garments would require immersion in mikvah. We didn't ask them, if you know the halachas, we didn't buy someone that, because the halachas is, if Anita wears clothing, it becomes a rishon l'tumah, it has to go to the mikvah. When people are machmer, it's a vatara, so you have to be machmer to make sure that you go and dip these clothing in the mikvah in order to wear the vatara. They dance in the vineyard, it's a very nice thing over here. Maya Omros, what would they say? Bachar sanai nechal. Look at your eyes, choose what you yourself want. Don't look at the beauty. Look at the family, the yichus. that literally grace is false and beauty is it's vain, it's not necessary. What is the ikar? Is that a woman who fears Hashem? That's the ikar. She should be praised. The next verse says that you should give fruit of her hands. She pays with her ma'aseh. So really, the Mishnah has three different groups over here. You had the attractive ones would say, right, sai necha, and then look what you want because I'm attractive. The ones who are good family but not necessarily attractive, they would say, don't pay attention to the beauty, but look at the families, look at the mishpachos. And then the third group would lack both of those. They didn't have they didn't really have yichus, and they also didn't have the best looks. They would say, look at my own ma'isim, look at my own deeds, look at my ma'isim. That's the third group. That's what they would try to tell for shidduchim. Now the Gemara continues. V'chein haya oimer. So the simile it says elsewhere. Te'ena re'ena benot Tzion melech Shlomo. Look, the daughter of Tzion upon the king Shlomo. Be'atarosh itra lo imo biyom chasunoso uviyom simchas loibo. That the crown mother made him the day of the wedding, the day of his heart's joy. The Moshe Megamil is learning that this is a lesson to Shlomo melech. Is that's allusion to Hashem and his mother reference to Klal Yisrael. So therefore he learns b'chiyom chasunoso zematon tera. The day of the wedding is reference to the Klal Yisrael getting the Torah. That's really referring to Yom Kippur, when the second luchos were given. That's according to Rashi. V'yom simchas libos of binyan beis hamikdash, and the joy is reference to the binyan beis hamikdash shibana b'mira v'mina, which we hope will be built obviously very soon. B'mira v'mina, very nice way to end off the Mishnah. Now the Gemara analyzes the Mishnah. B'shlosh brachim shana kohanim nosim eskapem, three times, three occasions, kohanim would say birkas kohanim. So the Gemara asks, wait a second though, they would say it four times a day. Ta'anios mamados miyika musaf, but on the day where they established the fast, on the day where there was a mamados. Those weren't days where they had musaf. They wouldn't have a necessary musaf. Musaf was other days of the year, but not necessarily these. So the Gemara says, you're right. Therefore, this you have to amend the Mishnah and fix it to mean the following. Three occasions in the year the Kohanim would do Birkas Kohanim. Calls bunch of Mizpalim every time they daven. That's the Chiddush over here, obviously to the exclusion of Marav. Marav we don't say because there's no Chazar Sashah. It's also done after Shkia. There's actually a big nafkamina between those reasons that after Ne'ila, you have to be machmir that Ne'ila to do Birkas Kohanim, and you're makbid for this, that you have to do Birkas Kohanim before the Shkia. So in Eretz Yisrael, all those who want to do Birkas Kohanim where the minhag is to do Birkas Kohanim by Ne'ila, so they are makbid to also get up to Birkas Kohanim before the Shkia, which is very interesting actually. They'll shorten the slichos to get up to the Birkas Kohanim, and then they'll go back and do all the slichos after Chazar Shashat. It's very interesting situation that a lot of people do there. That's a minhag, a lot of yeshivas do that. Anyway, so that's the nafkamina, or just Marav doesn't know Chazar Shas, but Neil does have Chazar Shas. Maybe you would do that after nighttime. I think it's Machlokas Haposkin, but I know that a lot of people are Makbid to make sure to get it done before Shkia. V'yesh mehen arba pa'amim bayom. And in Yom Kippur, they daven four times a day. Shachar semus of mincha unila sha'arim. Shachas musa mincha ne'ila, ve'elu en shlosha prakam. These are three occasions. Ta'anios mamados yom ha'kippur, and fast days mamados and Yom Kippur. Now the Gemara wants to seek to clarify who is the Tana of this Mishnah. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Arvua, Zod Divrei Rav Meir, that the three occasions the Kohanim mevarach every year is according to the opinion of Rav Meir. V'chachamim omrim, shachar semusav yesh ben nesiyas kapayim. The Chachamim say, shachar semusav, there is nesiyas kapayim, that they do birkas Kohanim. Mincha ne'ila, ein ben nesiyas kapayim. Mincha ne'ila, there is no birkas Kohanim. Man Chachamim. Who are the Chachamim who said that there's no Birkas Kohanim at Mincha Ne'ila. So the Gemara of Yehuda, there's an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, Tanya, as we learn in the Raisa, Shachas Musaf Mincha Une'ila, that Shachas Musaf Mincha Ne'ila, Kulan Yeshbem Nesiyas Kapayim, all these have the Nesiyas Kapayim. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's the opinion of the Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Shachas Musaf Yeshbem Nesiyas Kapayim. Shachas Musaf, there is Nesiyas Kapayim. Mincha Ne'ila, Ein Bem Nesiyas Kapayim. Mincha Ne'ila, there is no Nesiyas Kapayim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Ne'ila Yeshba Nesiyas Kapayim. Ne'ila, there is Nesiyas Kapayim. Mincha, Ein Bem Nesiyas Kapayim. Mincha, there is no Nesiyas Kapayim. Zok the Gemara of Amayik Mufigi. What are they arguing about? Reb Meir Savar Kol Yom Eitayim Amay Lo Parshik Konami Yom Mincha. What's the reason the Kohanim don't bless the people every day at Mincha? Mishum Shichras. Everyone agrees they should be doing the Birkas Kohanim, but at Mincha, Agav also is clear that the Ikar Adin, everybody agrees, there's justifications why we don't do it Chutzlaretz, but Ikar Adin, everybody agrees that every day should be done, Birkas Kohanim should be done in Chutzlaretz as well. That's the Ramah. It justifies the Minhag of Ashkenazim that we don't do it because of Simcha in Chutzlaretz. But Be'etzem, Ikar Adin and Gemara, it's clearly an indication that Gerah tried to change this Minhag a few times. It didn't work out. He ended up holding as a Simon Mishamayim that he shouldn't, but Be'etzem, he wanted to change this Minhag that he thought they should do like the Sfardim did. Shulchan Aruch, the Sfardim Adayom. Sfardim in Chutzlaretz, they do Duchenin every day of the year. They do. Rosh Taiman, Zatzal, was very makbid about this. That when he davened, this is what I heard. And when he davened in Chutz Laretz, he would try to make sure to go to a Sephardi minyan because he wanted to hear Birkas Konim. He wanted to hear Birkas Konim, and he held that you should be hearing it in Chutz Laretz. Either way, so anyway, every day of the year, why don't we do Dechanim? The Shum Shichus, because we're afraid they're going to get drunk, meaning that people eat the meal, and a Kohen, we're going to learn out the Pesukim why that is. But it's usher for a Kohen to have any wine when he's doing the Duchenin, when he's doing the Birkas Kohanim. However, on a Maimid, there's no reason to assume people are going to drink because you're not, it's usher to eat and drink, so therefore, we were assuming that these days you would have no problem of doing Duchenin at Mincha. Rav Yehuda Savar, Shachris and Musaf, the Chol Yom Alosh Kach Shichris. No, Shachris and Musaf is every day of the year. People don't get drunk by Musaf time. Because they usually daven together, like we do now in Rosh Chodesh. Logos of Rabbanan, that's why Abadayom in Rosh Chodesh, and in also Musaf and Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael, they do Duchanin. And that's when we do Duchanin. Logos of Rabbanan, therefore there's no decree against doing Birkas Kohanim. Our Mincha Ne'ilah, which fundamentally are times, Chayim HaShichas Shichas, on which every other day of the year, it's a time where people have been eating and drinking, therefore Gaz Rabbanan, therefore they established a low plug that should, even on a fast day, that these should be something which should not do Birkas Kohanim, Mincha Ne'ilah. Rabbi Yossi Savar, Mincha De'isa B'chol Yom, Mincha, which is done every day of the year, Gaz Rabbanan, that they made a decree, but Ne'ilah, the Leisa B'chol Yom, which is only done on the Mamados, and also only done on the times of a fast day, the logos are running, therefore they would not decree it, and they would be allowed to do Birkas Kohanim. So how do we paskin? So says the Gemara, Am Rav Yudam Arav, Allah Kerav Meir, the Allah follows Rav Meir, that Birkas Kohanim is recited on fast days, even at Mincha and Ila. Rav Yochan Amar, Nagam Kerav Meir. No, he says Lashon, that's how the minhag was. It wasn't necessarily the halacha. Rav Amar Minhag Kerav Meir, that the custom is going to be like Rav Meir. What is the difference between these three Lashonos? The Gemara is about to mention. The Gemara says, Manda Amar Lacha Kerav Meir, the one who says Rav, who says halacha is like Rav Meir, that means Darshan Mapirka, that we're going to publicly tell everybody that this is the halacha, we'll say so in the Shiurim, and that's how we'll paskin. Manda Mar Minhag, the one who says that it's the custom is to be like Rav Meir, then Midrash Lo Darshinan or Orei Mar Minhag. However, we don't say so in public. However, someone comes on a case by case basis as to the lacha, then we'll tell him. Rashi points out, why not? We don't publicize it because we're not absolutely certain the lacha is like Rav Meir. We don't start publicizing to everybody. If someone had a minhag other ways, we're not going to tell them that's wrong. So therefore, but if they come to ask us the shayla, we'll tell them to be like Rav Meir. So then Gemara says, Manda Mar Nagu, and Rabbi Yochan who says that simply it's the minhag that these people had the custom of acting like Rav Meir, a real marina, that the lacha is that we don't even give it the lacha of the individual case by case basis. However, Yavid Lo Majinilei, that if one went up to do the duchanin, we don't have him go back. Rav Nachman Amar Alacha Rav Yosi. Rav Nachman said Alacha Faz Rav Yosi that on fast days the bracha is mentioned, the Birkas Kohanim is going to mention only an Ila, not a Mincha. Alacha Rav Yosi, the Gemara ends up that the lacha is like Rav Yosi. So the Gemara asks them, "Ha'inda my time at Parshikani Yaday Mincha Sadekanisa." Nowadays, why do the Kohanim do Birkas Kohanim on a fast day? Came into Samach Lashkias and Chama Kaparshis. Since they're doing it close to sunset, Kitzvilas Neil Dumya. It is the Lacha is the same as the case of the Ila. The fast day Mincha is done until sunset. So therefore, that's usually done by them. There's no basis for to conform to other halachas, it's just like Ne'ilah, and therefore where the minhag is to do it b'zman. That's in Eretz Yisrael. They do Birkas Kohanim also on a fast day. Really, Maker Adin, it really should be only like this halacha, but where it's Samach L'Shkiyas Hacham, or davening. I think that's after Mincha Ktana, I think that's what we call Samach L'Shkiyas Hacham. However, the Chazon Ish had a famous opinion that seemingly difficult with this Gemara over here, the Pashas Gemara, the Chazon Ish held that you could do it even by Mincha Gedola. And how does he get around this Gemara? I don't know. He has an answer, but it's a little bit difficult. But Minhag in Bnei Brak, and even places in Eretz as well. There's the place where I learned in the morning. Places have this Minhag like the Chazon Ish. Now the Gemara continues. Tekum al miyaz shikur aser b'nisiyas kapayim. So the Gemara says that we see though clearly that it's aser for a person who drank to be intoxicated to do Birkas Kohanim. Minan amile. How do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yishub and Levi Bar Shem Bar Kapara. Lama nisne kaparshes kohanim v'varach kaparshes nazir. So why is it that the Birkas Kohanim is mentioned smuchim next to the psukim with regards to Nazir, who's usher to drink wine and he's usher to cut his hair? Lomar ma Nazir usher b'yayin, to teach us that the lacha is Nazir is forbidden to drink wine. So too Avkoim Mivarach usher b'yayin. So too a Kohen is saying Birkas Kohanim is usher to drink wine. Mer says Akasha the Maskip Laravua the Rav Zeira from the Osher Bar Zavda im Nazir usher b'chartzen and Nazir also to even have the seeds of a grape. Avkoim Mivarach usher b'chartzen is also have the seeds of a grape. This is not the case, so therefore it's invalid. You can't tell them you can have grapes. So Gemara says, Amar B'Yitzchak, Amar Kra, L'Shar Shalavarech B'Shemana, because that there's a pasuk which says that it should serve to him to bless his name. So therefore, comparing the Beis HaMikdash to the Birkas Kohanim, Amar Shar is Mustar B'Chartzen. We know someone who's serving the Beis HaMikdash is permitted to eat seeds of a grape. Af Kohen, Mevarech Mustar B'Chartzen, so to a Kohen who's having, who's made Mevarech Klal Yisrael is permitted to have the seeds of a grape. Now the Gemara turns on to the next number now. Imam Ishar is Balmum Lo. But we can say that a Kohen who's in the base of Mikdash also has a blemish, is disqualified. Avkoin Mivarech Balmum Lo. The case of a Kohen who has a Balmum, a blemish is going to disqualify Birkas Kohanim, but that's not the case. Only an external blemish which is going to distract us from Birkas Kohanim, which even Bizman Azeh Agav is not the Alecha because we wear a talus over their hands, but theoretically if you had something which is seed like on his hands, that could be something which is, but all the other Mumim, other things that are possible Kohen, would not apply to Birkas Kohanim. So Gemara says, no, Gemara answers Ha'eskish and Nazir, because a Kohen who's saying Birkas Kohen is also compared to a Nazir, and therefore a blemish is not a disqualification in regards to a Nazir. So too, it's not a disqualification for the case of a case of a Kohen b'mivarech. So Gemara says, my chaz is the maskish l'kula, but why are you making the comparison in a lenient case of a Kohen similar to permit the grape seeds, and he's compared to a Nazir to permit a blemish? So in both cases are being makil. Maybe Akish l'chumah, we should be machmer on both occasions to say that Birkas Kohen should compare to the fact that he should be like a Nazir to ask the grape seeds, and he should compare to the service in the Beis HaMikdash, to be Mishar Sovnei HaBeis HaMikdash, in which case you should ask him if he has any mum. So Gemara says, because Asmach Taninu Midarabanan Vilakula. So therefore, the whole thing is a support for a Din Darabanan, it's not Midaraisa, and therefore we can be Mekel on how to understand to conform to the Din Darabanan. We're going to be telling you the Halacha on a Din Darabanan, and therefore be Mekel that you could have grape seeds, you're allowed to have grapes, and you're also allowed you would also be allowed to have a blemish as long as they're not a blemish that distracts you from the Birkas Kohanim, which even I think is one of Zeh, we are a little bit more Mekil anyway because we have the talus over their hands, and that's why it would be Mekil. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we'll pick up with Eilun Mamados and tomorrow's daf.